Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, it's good to see you all in the house of the Lord. I would like to join Pastor and the rest of the team in welcoming the first time visitors. Praise God. Come on, let's have a nice round of applause for them. Praise God. We're just excited about what God is doing here in our midst. How many can feel it? That excitement is palpable. How many can feel that excitement in the place? Glory to God. We're on the crust of something great. Pastor, I agree with you that we're about to enter into something new and wonderful. Praise God. And I'm just excited because these are the last days. You know, it's not time to play church. It's time to be the church. Amen. Glory to God. It's time to let our light shine so that people can see that there's a living God in heaven who loves and cares for them and who has done great and mighty things for them that they just simply have to open up their hearts to receive. Can you say amen? Now, I know the time is far spent, and I promise you, I will not weary you down today. Amen? Praise God. There you go. Praise God from whom all blessings. That's the doxology. We can go now. You know, that's something about when you worship. When you worship God, you see, you can be in the presence of God, and you can just, you know, there's a saying that a lot of things are better caught than taught. And when you're in the presence of God, you can just get all that you need. So that the word is just the icing on the cake, if you know what I mean. The word that comes forth is just the dessert, because you've already tapped into the presence of God. And that's how I feel. I tapped in. You know, when I come after a long week of working and doing everything that I do, I come here to praise God, to worship Him. I come here to be beside myself. You know, you can't be, too cutesy when you're trying to worship God. You've got to, you know, let loose. The Bible says David danced out of his clothes. Well, I'll keep mine on. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, but he was excited about God, because when you know your God, when you know what God has done for you, then how can you not come and just worship Him? God has called us in these last days to be true worshipers. Amen. To worship Him in spirit and in truth. And praise God, that's what we have here. We want this atmosphere of worship, this atmosphere of love, this atmosphere that is just so saturated with the presence of God to remain. We don't want a visitation. We want a habitation. Can you say amen? We want every time we come into this place, we tap into something. We draw from the wells of salvation. We are realizing that there's a supernatural move of God in our midst. And all you have to do is recognize that the waters are troubled, and you just simply have to step right in, and things will begin to change in your life. Can you say amen? Glory to God. I don't know. That's not my message. But praise God. Now, I'm going to have to give you a sermonette today. Now, they say sermonettes are for Christianettes, but you're not Christianettes, all right? But I will be quick today because, But I want to just encourage you today, out of the Word of God. How many have your Bibles? Just take them out and lift them up and, Dan, will you lead us in our confession? Father, I have your Word, and I know it's true. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I do all that it says I can do. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, today, I just want you to, and we'll put it on the board also for those who might not know where to find it in the scripture. We don't want anyone to feel uncomfortable by not being able to find the scripture. Just put Jeremiah 29:11. Jeremiah 29:11. I want you to know today that we serve a good God. And He loved us so much that He sent forth His Son, His only begotten Son, to die in our stead. He suffered a horrible, horrific death. He paid an awful price so that you and I can now live this life that we live. Jesus says it's life, and life more abundantly. And I have good news for you today, because in Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith God. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end or a future and a hope." Can you say amen? We are living in turbulent times. And if you look all around us, there is chaos, there is confusion. It seems like decency, common sense, and things that we know are pillars of our society seem to be, you know, growing legs and running away. There is confusion on every side, and there are things happening that if you're not careful as a believer, you can find yourself caught up in things and entertaining thoughts that you shouldn't be entertaining, and allowing things that the enemy has used to divide and to conquer nations to seep in and cause problems in our lives. But I want you to know that as believers, we have to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. Can you say amen? We have to keep our eyes on what God has ordained for us. Because he said, listen, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Tell your neighbor, he's talking about you. Oh, I wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't believe if you told me like that. Tell him again. Tell him he's talking about you. So in spite of everything that is going on, God wants you to keep your eyes fixed and focused on him. Because when you do that, you will not get sucked into all the enemy's entrapments, all the things that he would like to use. Because I want you to know that if you're born again and you have the Spirit of God on the inside of you, there can be nothing that the enemy can use to cause you to hate your brother, to look down on another, because the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen? Glory to God. But I want you to know that God so loved us that he sent Jesus. And Jesus came that we might have life and life more abundantly. He came to give salvation for every household. Say salvation for every household. Healing for your body. Say healing for your body. Total well-being for you and your family. You see, it's all there. It's all available. But what we have to do is just simply learn how to tap into it and know that from the foundation of the world, God had a good plan for you and I. Can you say amen? We cannot allow the circumstances of life to distract us and to cause us to lose focus. We have to recognize that you, in the middle of chaos and confusion, God can still bless your life because he's in the blessing business. Can you say amen? He can still increase you. He can still show himself strong and mighty on your behalf. Can you say amen? Glory to God. You see, I like to put it this way, that we serve a personal God who offers personal salvation, which requires personal responsibility. And I like to break up that word responsibility. Responsibility. He gives you the ability to respond to his love. He gives you the ability to respond to his grace. He gives you the ability to do those things that he has called you to do. Can you say amen? He's a personal God because before you were a twinkle in your mother's eyes, he knew you. So it doesn't matter if they said you were an accident, that's on them, not on God. But he knew you before you were born, before you were created in the womb. And he called you, he ordained you, and he's talking about you in the scripture. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, because he made you in his likeness and in his image. He has great things in store for you. And so you've got to tell your neighbor, you've got to know that there is greatness inside of you. Oh, I guess that was too long. Tell your neighbor, there is greatness inside of you. Glory to God. And so you must understand, as a personal God, he wants you to know, and you have to bear this in mind, personal God. I know my God. I know he loves me. I know his heart towards me. Because he wants you to know. He said, my sheep hear my voice. He wants you to know him. He wants you to have that personal, intimate, growing relationship with him. And that's what he has provided. Can you say amen? Then he gives you the ability to respond to his love. He gives you the ability to do things that you could not do in your natural strength. Can you say amen? He gives you that ability to love the unlovely. He gives you the ability to tap into places that the enemy would want to keep you from, because he doesn't want you to step into the fullness of your blessing in your life. But I want you to know today that the God that we serve, he has great and mighty things in store for you. If you agree with that, say amen. So today, I just want to encourage you. I guess you realize by now, I'm not even on my message. I want you to realize today that God loves you with an everlasting love. And that if you will just simply commit your life into his hands, if you will just simply allow him to be God in your life, just allow him to do his thing, let him have his way, not you having your way, then I want you to know that things will begin to change. Can you say amen? You will see the goodness of God, or you will continue to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And for you young people, in spite of the chaos and confusion all around us, you will see a bright future and know that, listen, it is worth pursuing my academics. It's worth pursuing those dreams and those goals that God has placed in my heart. It is worth being or trying to be the best that I can be in this life. Can you say amen? So you don't have to be despondent. Don't have to get caught up in it. Because if you're a Bible student, you'll find out that, you know, when God was plaguing Egypt with all kinds of things, the children of Israel were in Goshen. They were in Egypt also, but there was no plague on them. Can you say amen? Because God knows how to protect those who are his. And so as you're walking down the hallways in your schools and you see all kinds of things happening, you just have to know who you are. Remember who you are and walk in the integrity of the calling that is upon your life, and know that God has great things in store for you, because you are not the leaders of tomorrow, you are the leaders of today. Amen. Glory to God. You have to know that for sure. You too. Praise God. And so you can walk with your head held high, not proud and arrogant, but just knowing who you are in Christ Jesus. Just knowing what God has called for you to do. And just knowing that you still live in the best country on the face of the planet. Amen? If you don't believe that, just go to some places in Africa. You don't have to go that far. I was going to say Jamaica, but no, I won't. I am. You go there and you'll see what it means to struggle. You'll see what it means, you know, for people to really scrape out a living. And you'll come back here and you'll say, oh, God bless America indeed. So in spite of all the things that are happening, you keep your eyes on the goal. You keep your eyes on the prize, and you allow Christ, the Christ in you. Because you've got to understand that the greater one lives on the inside of you. And he wants to do great and mighty things in your life. Can you say amen? Glory to God. I'm not going to think I'm going to just wrap it up here, because I came here with a word, but I'm directed, you know, just to have you stand. Why don't you just stand in the presence of God? Just lift your hands towards heaven. And just begin to worship the Lord. Come on, just begin to speak to him. Come on, open up your mouth. Open up your mouth. Lord, we just praise you. We adore you. We bless your holy name. Oh, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your love. We thank you, Lord God, for the great and mighty things that you've ordained for us. We thank you, Lord God, that you have raised us up. Oh, as a sign and as a wonder, you have set us in a sure place, and you've begun, oh Lord God, to do what only you can do in our lives. Father, we thank you, we praise you for the great and mighty things, oh Lord God, that you have ordained. So Father, we just thank you right now that lives are being radically changed. We just thank you, Lord God, that decisions are being made right now. Yes, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, that yes, that couple that has been struggling. They've been struggling for a while, but today they have encountered you. They've had an encounter with you today, Lord. And today they're making a quality decision to put you first in their lives. Hallelujah. Oh boy, if that's you, you want to just get out of your seat and come on up here if I'm talking to you. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for that young person who has been somewhat, you know, disenchanted with church and has found that church was boring, you know, and they're not too excited about church. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that in this environment they have found and renewed passion for the things of God. Father, I thank you that that young person, that young lady, hallelujah, will now be excited and be on fire for you, O Lord, our God. Oh, we bless your name. Come on, don't get tired. Come on, keep blessing the Lord. Keep blessing the Lord. Keep blessing the Lord. Keep blessing the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord. 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 Father, I thank you. I praise you. Father, I thank you. I praise you. Hallelujah. Stephen, come on out here, brother. Come on out here. Just stand right there. I just want you to know, my brother, that God has great things in store for you. He has seen you in your quiet times. Yes, as you wrestle, as you struggle, as you try to get to that place that you know in God that He has ordained for you. He said that this is a new day for you, brother. This is a new beginning for you. He's about to overwhelm you with His goodness. He's about to show Himself strong and mighty on your behalf. So turn up your expectation and expect to see God move in your life in ways that you've never experienced before. Expect to see Him show up in areas that you've struggled in before. Expect to see Him rekindle that passion within you to touch lives, to change lives, to be an instrument of His love and His grace. My brother, I see great things in store for you. And it's coming from your connection to this place. In Jesus' name. Receive it, brother. Blessed Lord, blessed be your name, Lord. 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 Oh, we bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, if you're here and you've been struggling with illness in your body, I want you to come out right now. I want you to come to the front if you're struggling with illness in your body. Just stand. Just make a line right. Just stand in the front there. Can you give me a minute, please? No, come on. Satakuradarabashatekarabar. Niradarabashatekarabar.